Are you believing the right thing? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 325, simply titled, Are You Believing the Right Thing? I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. According to some estimates, there are more than 4,000 religions and belief systems in the world today. Are they all equally valid? Or is one superior to all the rest? Many religions are contradictory to one another, and therefore point their followers in opposite directions. Are you believing the right thing? Because of these differences, it is impossible for every system of belief to be true. Jesus Christ said in St. John 14:6, in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible teaches that all other systems of belief are dangerously wrong. The Bible says in Matthew 7:13, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. What does God want us to believe? Number one, believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Number two, believe that we are sinners by nature and by practice. Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number three, believe that our sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 in the Holy Word of God says, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. Number four, believe that God loves us even though we have rejected him. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Number five, believe that God gave his Son for us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. believe that Christ, number seven, believe that Christ paid for our sins on the cross. Pardon me. Number six, believe that Christ died for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 says, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Number seven, believe that Christ paid for our sins on the cross. 1 Peter 2, 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Number eight, believe that Christ rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:4 says, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Number nine, believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, without shedding of blood is no remission of sins or no forgiveness. Number 10, believe that we must turn to God and receive new life from him. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Number 11, believe that faith in Christ gives eternal life. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Number 12, believe that all who reject Christ and his atoning sacrifice on the cross will receive everlasting punishment. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Do you believe what God has said? Are you right now believing the right thing? If you have decided to believe what the Word of God has to say, the Holy Bible has to say, you're believing the right thing. If you agree with these truths that I just read to you from the Holy Word of God, that is great. You're now believing the right thing. However, we need more than just knowledge in our heads, don't we? Following God and receiving his forgiveness requires faith in one's heart. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It is our earnest prayer that you will go to the Bible to see for yourself if these things are true, and then believe them with all your heart. Only in this way will you escape the delusion of human belief systems and be spared from God's coming judgment and wrath. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When you turn to God in repentance and put your trust in Jesus Christ to cleanse you of your sin, you will be saved forever. Jesus Christ said in John 10:28, and I believe. Jesus Christ said in John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus Christ also said in St. John 11:26, "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" If you're willing to trust Jesus Christ in your heart as your Savior with all of your heart today, so that you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to an eternal hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by lusting after people and things, by stealing, by dishonoring my parents, disobeying my parents, and by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. Have mercy upon me, a sinner, for Jesus Christ's sake, and please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from the old life to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org, and when you do, make sure you pass them out. God bless you until next time.